That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show.
Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we're taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of colour therapy. But first,
review of the week.
We've got another review.
And a lovely one.
Another review. Yeah. Thank you so much. This is from Sadie Ray 93. And she says, this podcast is part of my self-care. These two wonderful ladies and their fab podcast never cease to brighten my days. So much so, listening to them review different self-care practices is part of my self-care. I mean, I just am totally here for that. I love Nicole and Lauren's friendship so much. They always make me laugh. I recommend this show to everyone, so go listen to it.
Thank you, Sadie Ray.
Thank you, Sadie Ray. What would happen if you and I fell out? Don't cry.
It's all right. I'm not crying this week.
But if we fell out,
yeah.
Because so many people love, they always say, I love their friendship. I love their banter.
Well, one of two things would happen. One, we would do the show with a sort of bitter undertone,
resentment,
simmering nastiness underneath, but pretend that we were still friends. Or we'd just have a blazing row and just go our separate ways and that'd be it.
I don't think I'd want to do simmering undertone.
No.
I don't want to do that.
I think it would get picked up in the audio.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
If that happens, let's just go our separate ways.
Forever. What if we bump into each other on the high street?
Would you say hello?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would always retain the moral high ground.
So would I, by the way. So would I.
Are you planning on falling out with me today?
No.
Are you going to cry now?
No. Okay. I might. I think we're allowed to now. Right.
Yes.
What else has been happening at the club this week?
We had an email in from Nikki.
Oh, we've got emails again.
Yeah.
Like, everyone went very quiet.
And now they're all communicating.
Okay, good. Thank you, Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
She said, dear both, I continue to love the podcast and I've recruited some more Zurich ladies to the club.
Nice.
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 Brief update from me. I am now addicted to cryotherapy.
Oh, good for you.
Helping some old injuries as well as migraine tendency and poor sleep. And drum roll, your last episode inspired me to combine therapies. As a chronic, in capital letters, warrior, I have decided I am going to allow myself to worry only while in the chamber.
Oh, in the cryotherapy chamber. Brilliant.
2 minutes, 37 seconds to catastrophize, and then it's over. Swept away by endorphins. Watch this space. Take care. Lots of love. Nikki.
Nikki, thank you so much for that. I was hung up on the cryotherapies helped her migraines because they never helped mine.
Interesting. What a brilliant thing to combine the worry and the cryotherapy into one practice.
And also because it takes away from the pain of the freezing cold.
Yeah, to just sit in there and catastrophise.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Totally brilliant. So.
Yes.
How have you been getting on with colour therapy this week? Have you worn those glasses to any more weird or wonderful places?
I haven't been invited to any funerals this week, so no.
Have you worn them to a wedding?
I haven't been invited to a wedding.
Have you worn them
either?
To a christening?
I haven't worn them anywhere.
Okay.
I haven't worn them full stop.
You haven't worn them.
No, I haven't worn them. But I did remember something from the past.
The past.
Ooh. I remembered that when my two oldest kids were small, I decorated their bedroom. And I thought it would be a great idea to have one wall in bright red. because it was like fun and it matched with all their little furniture and stuff. My middle one, he was quite hyper as a toddler and a small child. And they used to argue a lot, you know, when they were like four and six.
Yeah.
And I realised that having this big red wall in their bedroom was really bad.
Did they both have a red wall? Or they shared a bedroom
at this point. And it just suddenly occurred to me, what the hell am I doing? These children are trying to settle down and sleep and be calm in a red room full of rage and endorphins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I repainted the room.
And?
It changed everything.
Did it?
Yeah. It just suddenly clicked. My God, they're arguing. They're getting a bit aggressive. They're not settling. Well, yeah, because they're trying to go to sleep.
It is totally fascinating.
I mean, that was a bit of a rookie error there, wasn't it?
I mean, I do buy into this whole colour can totally affect your mood.
Yeah, they had red curtains and a red wall. So I had to
red tissue box? Red carpet?
No red carpet.
Red bedding?
No. I had to switch it all out.
For what colour?
Blue.
And then it was calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they never argued again.
Never, ever again. Amen.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. How are you getting on with colour therapy?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't worn the glasses again. Annetta, who is the founder of the Rainbow Method, who gifted us the glasses, she did say that you do have to wear them, obviously, more than 10 minutes. Because I said on the show that I didn't wear them very much. And I probably didn't do the practice properly. But then that was all part of my impatience. Mm. So she said, it, you know, it's like taking a supplement. You can't take one supplement or two supplements and expect it to make a difference.
No.
So I just wanted to put that out there. But I haven't worn the glasses. I do believe in colour therapy. I do believe those glasses really work for someone that has, you know, more than a nano bean of patience.
Nano bean.
I did. Well,
is that a formal imperial measurement?
Yeah. Okay. It's a nano bean.
Nice.
Yeah. So it doesn't work for me because of how I am wired, but I can imagine that it would be very helpful for someone that has more than a nano bean of patience.
Maybe three nano beans. And you know, five nano bean makes one mung bean. And then 10 nano beans makes a flava bean.
No, you can't jump on.
How many is a cannellini?
A nano bean is not something that you eat.
I know.
Right?
I know.
And also, it's very visual.
Shall we go to our wellness news flash?
That's just jumping the gun a bit. Isn't
why?
It?
Well,
we've got about 14 different segments.
I forgot Instagram, sorry.
Right. Instagram, oh, yeah. Challenge of the week.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
So, well, you forgot about 16 segments in the show.
What?
Should we just. What's coming up on next week's show?
Should we just skip to the end?
Also,
yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Have you been taking Emma's advice?
About?
About what to wear, the colours to wear.
I'm totally on
what
it now.
What were you, in autumn?
Yes.
Is red in autumn?
You're in autumn today.
I was
and I'm in winter.
I was about to say that.
Yeah. Ironically, we're both wearing the wrong colours
And as
today.
I put it on, I thought, oh, I shouldn't be wearing this. And then I remembered what Emma said.
Yeah.
She said, wear what you want. This is just a guide.
Well, that's how I'm feeling. I'm like, I'm very aware of it now, which is great because I have the knowledge, but I also don't feel trapped by the knowledge, like, oh my God, now I have to throw out half my wardrobe. I feel free to wear whatever I fancy
and dress up as Dennis the Menace whenever you want.
Or as you said, where's Wally? Where's Wally? I just need a beanie and then I can camouflage myself in the studio and then you can try and spot me. How about that? That's our challenge of the week. I hide and then you have to find me.
You know what we'll do? That's challenge of the week. We'll put all different posts up on Instagram.
Yeah.
And the listeners have to try and find you. Where's Lauren?
Where's Lauren? Great game. Great game. What did our listeners have to say about colour therapy then? Are they into it?
I have to say, when I put it up, normally people start responding straight away.
Yeah.
Within 4 or 5 minutes of a post going up. And I checked it after a couple of hours and there was like nothing.
Is it like tumbleweed?
It was tumbleweed. Oh, I can't even tell you. It was so funny. So I didn't think anyone was going to reply at all.
Okay.
But I basically said, have you got any thoughts on colour therapy? SH_vintagechic says, totally believe it works. Green is my power colour.
Oh, interesting.
Green is a power colour. Green is a power colour. You carry on rocking that. Starred by Sophie says, been meaning to take a course in it. She's a stylist.
Okay.
To give that context, I remember it from when I was younger. Yes, she would remember it from when she was younger. That's the colour me beautiful
we'll
thing,
do if you're
it?
Of a certain age.
Angela says, I think it has some facts behind it. It does, Angela, if you've listened to the show. Mm-hmm. Actually, we've
broken that down for you.
We've totally done that for you. And Katie says, wondering if they'd affect my glasses that I wear.
Definitely.
Would they damage my eyes? She's talking about the glasses.
They damage your eyes? No. I don't think they could possibly damage your eyes, but I think you
no,
don't...
No, I think they're very good for you.
Yeah, but you don't wear them for 12 hours a day.
No, you wear them for 10 minutes. She says it also reminds her of Ali G.
Of Ali G. The yellow ones are very Ali G, yes. No, they matched his tracksuit.
I'll be honest. Mm. Our listeners had less to say on this week than they did on other weeks. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not into colour therapy. Maybe they haven't heard of colour therapy. Maybe they think it's bollocks. Maybe they just don't care. Maybe they don't love us anymore.
That's not true.
You know why it's not true? Because tell them why. If you look above our head.
Can you see what that says? It says 1 m. It's not 1 metre. It's not one millipede. It's not one marshmallow.
No.
No. It's 1 million.
1 million downloads. We've had 1 million downloads.
And we've got balloons behind us to prove it. Silly balloons, like we're five at a party.
They're not silly.
They're pretty.
They're not pretty.
They're a bit daft. But anyway.
Daft?
Yeah. There
there's
you go.
Your, there's your geriatric saying of the day.
Word of the week.
It's like when your mother says, oh, don't be daft.
My mother never says that.
Neither
actually.
Did mine, but a mother would.
A mother would.
I mean, I would.
I am a mother.
Have you ever said that?
No, never.
I've never heard you say the
I
word
say,
daft.
Don't be bloody idiot.
What did you say last week? Okie dokie.
Yeah. Do you think I'm possessed by the spirit of an old person?
I think you have an old soul.
I do.
And I think in a previous life, you were basically born in the 50s.
No, I think I was probably born in the 30s, 40s, and then was an adult in the 50s. I definitely wasn't a child then. I was definitely in the apron with my head in the gas oven in the 50s as a full-grown adult.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Chugging on that gin.
Chugging on the gin, reading Virginia Woolf.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's not at all depressing, is it?
Waiting for your husband to come home with the pinny on, all of it.
Oh, yeah, with my hair in rollers.
Yeah. No, you take the rollers out before the husband comes home. You have to be decorative.
Full face of makeup by 7 a.m.
Yeah, all of it.
Pie in the oven.
Yeah.
Bun in the other oven.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. That is so you.
So me. Great. Okay, now we've cleared that up.
Should we go on to challenge of the week?
Please.
Self-care club challenge of the week.
Today's challenge of the week, clubbers, is to go shopping in your own wardrobe. A lady came to my house on the weekend and she was wearing the most fabulous jacket, and I said, where is that from? She said, I went shopping in my wardrobe and I found it there. I'd totally forgotten I owned it. And I thought, yes, love it. So go into your wardrobe, rummage around and find some old beauties that are in a colour that suit you, that you love, and wear them.
I was wondering when the link to colour therapy was going to come in.
There's
and you didn't you didn't disappoint.
Thank you.
I wasn't feeling confident, but you
and
didn't
also,
disappoint.
Maybe if you feel like it, snap a photo of yourself in this fabulous rediscovered item and send it to us.
Because the thing is that I keep forgetting to ask on Instagram, how are you getting on with Challenge of the Week? And when I do ask, people do respond.
Yeah.
So they are doing it. But no one is voluntarily. Well, a couple of people here and there, but not many people.
I'd like to do a little reel. Let's say people send in a photo of a fabulous jumper, cardi, shirt, scarf, whatever they've rediscovered. And then we could do a little reel of the outfits.
Lauren's really into reels now.
I'm learning
so you're,
how
so
to make
you
reels.
Know how to save a photo from an Instagram DM, do you? Because I don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. I don't think it's possible.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. Guys, you've got to send them in. We'll leave all that admin with Lauren.
Oh, yeah. That'll I love be, the admin.
That'll be great. She's very into her reels. You did a lovely reel yesterday about colour
therapy.
Thank
you. Thank you so much.
I was very impressed with that. Had
thanks.
Had a backing track and everything.
Yeah. Had a backing track that fitted the actual theme.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really feel I have the time in my life to spend half an hour making reels. Who does?
Well, we do because we are content creators. That's what we are.
I know,
are.
But I never really realised that in my mid-40s I'd suddenly become a content creator. I feel like I've created a lot of stuff in my life, but never things for the internet. You know what I mean? This is a whole new world.
You know what's funny is that you've created content that a million people have listened to.
Oh, yeah.
A million.
I have created 50% of that content.
Yeah.
You've created the other 50%.
I have.
Yeah.
So the fact that you are surprised that you create content in your mid-40s when a million people have listened to it is quite astounding in itself.
True.
Anyway, let's cut all this nonsense and let's just go to a break.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
Wellness News Flash.
Right, what have we got for our wellness news flash this week, Mrs. Mishcon?
Yet another celebrity.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Slightly different though. Not a skincare range, but a wellness retreat. An actual place.
We've got to go.
Shall I read it to you?
Yeah.
Do you know who has opened this wellness retreat? It's not someone you would necessarily think of.
Is it Zac Efron?
Sadly, it's not him or Bieber. It's Charlotte Church. Do you remember her? The
I
Welsh
do.
Songstress.
I also do. The opera singer.
She was married to the...
She's an opera singer?
Yes. She was married to the rugby player. The very good looking Welsh rugby player. They were married. They had a couple of kids.
Where
married
is she?
Anymore.
Apart from on a wellness retreat. Where has she been?
She has been raising her children and launching a wellness retreat in Wales called The Dreaming. That's the name of the place. She says...
We have got to go.
She says she's tied her life savings to the bricks and mortar. And I do not know how to pronounce this. I'm going to say Rheidoldog. Rheidoldog House. Right. Does that sound right to you?
It does it's when you
Welsh.
Put your accent on, yeah.
Okay, so let's go with Rheidoldog House in order to allow visitors to connect with nature and heal. This is a 1.5 million mansion and gardens. It was the former home of Laura Ashley. Oh, imagine the interiors and wallpaper. It's in Wales. It has 8 different rooms and it can accommodate 16 people. One of the
That's
rooms,
not a lot, is
it's
it?
Not. One of the rooms is called The Womb and it's described as a celebration of womanhood that's designed to make you feel swaddled and has a pink shower made of taldact, which is a natural lime-based plaster indigenous to Marrakesh that Charlotte likens to a very large and unusual shaped vagina.
We have got to go and we have got to stay in that room. We've now, got to stay in that room.
Having seen many... I don't want to say large and unusual shaped vaginas, but many vaginas in the last 16 years as a doula, I wanted to have a look at this shower made of the pink plaster. And indeed, it is a sort of odd thing. It's an odd shower. It's in one of the rooms.
Is it curved?
Yes. It's vagina.
Is it almond shaped?
It's vagina-esque, I'd say. Yeah, sort of.
Why are you so drawn to that?
What, to that room?
Yeah.
Ovs.
Yeah.
The retreat also has a healing room where guests can partake in movement, yoga, sound healing and group work, as well as many gardens. How much do I love this? A potting shed, a Japanese tea house and a waterfall shower.
We have got to go.
So minimum stays 3 nights.
I'm happy with that.
The most expensive room is the Forest Spirit and it's £900 a person. So you've got to pull that out your pocket. That's the most expensive room, though.
Suddenly,
don't have to
I
stay
feel...
in that one. Food and drink included. Alcohol
I don't
strictly
want to stay
banned.
In that one. I want to... Food and drink is banned.
No, food and drink included. Alcohol strictly banned. That's a shame. But you can always sneak a bottle of Prosecco in your suitcase, can't you?
No. That is absolutely fine.
Okay, how do you feel about this? Meals,
do we get up early in the morning and we like do yoga?
I hope not. Meals are communal.
That's fine.
Mostly vegetarian and vegan.
Yep, that's fine.
Guests are encouraged to help plant and harvest the vegetables and cook alongside the chefs. Now, listen, I love planting, I love harvesting, I love cooking. But if I'm paying £900 a night, I ain't doing the grunt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's all part of community. Because I have been to a retreat before and it was exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not the planting, but everyone was encouraged to help clear up and cook. And I honestly, I've never felt...
To be fair,
so
Nicole,
relaxed.
I can do that for free at home. Cook and clear up for free. And it's not called a retreat, it's just called being a mum. Know what I mean?
Carry on. What's the programme during the day?
Okay, yoga, sound healing ceremonies, foraging, mythic storytelling, stargazing, cold water immersion, singing at dawn. God, oh my God. Den building, sensory portal building, painting, dance, dream work, outdoor cinema, that sounds good, herbalism, woodwork, meditation, qigong, silent disco, nighttime forest bathing, and more.
We need to keep that entire list. There's some on there that we've done. Herbalism, what's that? Very interesting.
We actually did do herbalism when we steamed our vaginas.
Is that herbalism?
Yep.
Do you have to steam your bits in order to
practice it? No, there's
lots
of many different kinds, but that was a form of it. So we did do that. We are going to be doing dance. I know you don't want to, but we are.
Singing at dawn. I'm up for that.
You hate my singing. You certainly won't want to hear me singing at dawn.
What?
You want to hear me singing at dawn,
maybe
dusk,
I'll just sit on the other side.
Maybe you'll just wear headphones, earplugs.
Maybe I'll just sneak down and leave you asleep.
Yeah, sounds better.
Yeah.
Foraging? Is that self-care?
Isn't that like forest school that our kids used to do in primary school?
Yeah, I actually would enjoy that, mushroom picking. That'd be great.
I bet you bloody would.
I would love that.
With the two brothers emerging from the bushes.
Whose bushes?
Very quick.
Charlotte said that she is also going to sing at the retreat. She's going to be a practitioner there every week, singing and connecting to the land.
Hold on. Yep. So not only do you get all of this,
you
get a nice intimate concert with Charlotte
Church.
Yes,
you do.
I mean, I am in.
She says it's about listening to the land, bringing the outdoors in, being able to go there, rest and be at one with nature.
I am totally here for this.
Are
totally
you?
Totally here for this. I know that we take the piss out of Gwyneth and her cruise and everything. This sounds amazing.
I bet on the cruise, though, you haven't got to fucking forage, cook and clean up after your own meals.
But I bet it's a very different experience.
I would say it is, yeah. I mean, it's nice. Charlotte says, I've been trying to use my platform for years to campaign for climate action, economic equality and well-being for all. While some of that work's been effective and meaningful, I always felt there was more I could be doing to better the lives of people who find themselves adrift in the chaos of the 21st century.
I mean, I agree with all of this.
My intuition has long told me that the two causes are intrinsically linked, one leading to the other. By honouring and connecting with nature, we can regain our wildness and awaken spiritually. By spending time in woodland spaces, we lower our cortisol, our blood pressure, improve our mental health, and even reduce chances of coronary heart disease and type 2 diabetes. By slowing down and allowing ourselves to witness the rhythms and complexities of the natural world, we can arrive at a peace that has become virtually impossible to achieve with the incessant, exhausting pace of modern life.
Yes, I am so here for this.
You want to go to the Dreaming?
Desperately want to go.
Do you think anyone listening is PR at the Dreaming?
You know what? We're sending this to the PR at the Dreaming. We are going. We have got to go.
Listen, PR at the Dreaming.
Yeah.
We'd like to come.
Listen, we've got a million downloads.
We're ready. We're ready to share.
We're ready to share the Dreaming with our million listeners.
You can put us in the vagina room. We're happy with that.
We have to be in the vagina room. I mean, I don't mean to be a diva, but we have to be in the vagina room because our whole show is about vaginas.
It's true. I'm exceptionally good at clearing up. And cooking.
And looking after vaginas.
I don't think we have to do that at the retreat.
You might have to deliver a baby.
Oh, yeah.
She can do that, though. I'll do everyone's hair. I don't want to, but I will if I have to, if you give us a free retreat. And she'll deliver babies.
Well, what about if we could just do some nice...
Sound baths.
Self-care.
And foraging. And herbalism.
Self-care chats while we're there. Chat with the community.
We can record a podcast there. I mean,
we're ready for Wales.
We're ready, PR dreamers.
Yeah,
is it dreamers?
The Dreaming.
The Dreaming.
The name of the retreat.
We're ready, PR the Dreaming.
Yeah, and Charlotte.
Thanks.
Hi. ready to be Bezzy mates.
We are totally ready to be Bezzy mates. And it's fine. I don't mind if you want to give us a private concert.
No, we don't mind. We'll tolerate that.
We will just about tolerate it.
Just about.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Right. Are you ready for...
Recommendation of the Week.
I feel bad about Recommendation of the Week.
Why?
Because you basically do all the work.
But I love doing Recommendation of the Week.
Okay, well, I'm pleased because I literally never... Oh, I do have a recommendation.
Okay, it's my joy Recommendation of the Week. But this week, it's a little bit different. It's a special week because it's Black History Month and this year's theme celebrates a growth mindset centered on empowering us with the tools to learn and develop at our own pace. So this week's recommendations are all in keeping with that.
Nice.
And they are all recommendations from Black British creators who we feel best embody this. When I say we, it's, you know, the royal we, really it's me. But that's fine because I know that you're totally in support.
I'm totally in support. And I was very happy for you to take over Recommendation of the Week this week.
Well, then let me recommend them to you and the listeners.
And every week.
Next. So firstly, a book. The book is called Honey and Spice. It's by Bolu Babalola. She's a Black British author from London. And the book is about a young Black British woman who's got no interest in love and unexpectedly finds herself caught up in a fake relationship with the man that her friends warned her about.
What's a fake relationship?
Well, we don't know, do we? It's like, you know, I'm guessing Tinder Swindler kind of a thing. Catfishing okay. kind of a
fun.
Thing. Yeah.
That sounds fun. It's a novel.
It's a novel and it was picked for Reese Witherspoon's book club in July. So okay. You know it's going to be good. A show. Netflix. It's called Self-Made and it's based on the true story of Madam C.J. Walker.
Oh, I've seen it.
An African-American washerwoman who rises from poverty to build a beauty empire and become the first female self-made millionaire.
It's brilliant.
It's with Octavia Spencer and Blair Underwood. Oh, Blair Underwood, L.A. Law. Oh, so handsome.
She's brilliant in it. It's great. It's a great watch.
Great. Then a podcast. It's a new podcast. There's only been 6 episodes so far.
Okay.
It's called The Reset and it's hosted by Jade Scott. She is a journalist in her 30s and she reflects with a guest on transition, life transitions and the complications of adulting that we often don't name and the moments that have shaped us.
That sounds like a good podcast.
Yeah, it is good. And then a beauty item. To me, when I think makeup, I go to one place. Pat McGrath, right?
Well, she doesn't have her own.
She does have her own line. She sure does.
Does she? Yeah. Is that new?
It's not new, but it's quite pricey. I won't lie.
Okay.
The eyeshadow palettes are about £100. I know, but the quality of the pigment, her colours and everything else, it is second to none. Just a little browse around her concession is always a real treat.
Where are her concessions?
There's one in Selfridges, there's one in Harvey Nichols. Don't know where the other ones are, but okay. I mean,
I don't think I've been to Selfridges since COVID.
Top dollar. So those are my recommendations of the week.
They were lovely. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And thank you for always doing that.
I love to do it.
I know. Maybe I'll do it next week so you don't have to do it. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just...
Don't feel obliged.
You're very good at it.
I enjoy it. That's probably why.
What have we got coming up on next week's show? Well, actually...
Yes.
It's a very good one.
Yes.
It's a conversation we've been having for a very long time and I'm really pleased that we get to bring it to the show.
Yeah.
It's about humility.
Being humble.
We're going to figure out how humble we are. And apparently it's very good for you to be humble. And we're going to tell you why.
Apparently so.
Thank you for listening. If you want to be in touch, as always, please do, because we love hearing from you. And we're not just saying that, we really do. hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk. Please keep your emails coming in. Please keep your reviews coming in over at Apple Podcasts, because they really do mean a lot. Please hit subscribe if you haven't already. And come find us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod. We're at TikTok @selfcareclubpodcast. You can basically find us anywhere and everywhere just to annoy you and keep tapping you on the shoulder to remind you to look after yourself and invest in your self-care.
We will see you on Wednesday. No, we will see you Monday.
Monday.
From Asia.
Bye-bye.